You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, working in association with eMiami, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Anthony Sierra Jr., CEO of BMI Companies, who has since become one of the most important insurance organizations in the United States, rated number 31 in the Hispanic Business Top 500 list. Currently, BMI offers a broad portfolio of highest quality products that include life insurance, health insurance with worldwide coverage, disability and long-term care, investment products, and travel assistance plans. Anthony, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, sir. So first of all, tell me a little bit about BMI Companies, if you would.
Well, sure. We're an insurance group. We're based in South Florida, and we're a company that started back in 1971. I would say that we have a kind of a colorful history, if you want to call it that, because we began basically as a broker here in the U.S. in South Florida. And what we would do is provide insurance solutions for high net worth individuals in Florida. And it's interesting that we were able to come up with this idea, or my father was, for Latin America through some of his business contacts here in Florida. He was able to meet some very prominent people from Latin America. And he discovered that the individuals in Latin America basically had no options for acquiring life insurance or any type of U.S. products like many of the individuals living in the States did. So it's interesting because after visiting dozens of carriers, insurance companies here in the States, he was finally able to convince a company, I think it was a company in Atlanta, I'm not really positive, to issue a policy on this foreign individual. Well, once he was able to do that, the floodgates opened up for BMI, and we became actually the first company to provide universal life insurance to the markets in South America. And basically that's how it all began.
So how did BMI first get started in Latin America?
Well, that's the beauty of it. Because of this one family that we were able to provide service for, they were able to then introduce my father to many different opportunities in Latin America, and we were able to convince some U.S. carriers to start writing business over there. It was a very different environment than what you have now. Basically, there was very little experience in Latin America, and like as I was saying before, there was no place for anybody to acquire a high-value life insurance policy or even a major medical policy. And we began basically that way. We were the first company to introduce a major medical product or an international major medical product to the Latin American markets.
Gotta love that, what you're providing there for Latin America. Now, how is the insurance market different than it is in the U.S.?
Well, when you say different, it's kind of like it's a very complex question because there are some general overall differences, but it's a misconception that it's South America and North America. When you talk about South America, each country has its own insurance market, and by and large, most of them are very different from each other. Historically, the difference has been that there's been a lack of continuity in many of these countries. And when I mean continuity, there's companies that have been around for a little bit of while only, and they don't have the experience in major medicals, for example, or they might terminate a product. Or there's been many cases where companies have been nationalized, so there's really no security. And when you're talking about life insurance, you're talking about health insurance, you're talking about coverages that individuals are going to need for 15, 20, 25, 30 years. And once you have a problem with health insurance, for example, you're not insurable in other companies. So that's been the basic difference between Latin America and the U.S. Market, that there's just been no continuity.
Today we're joined by Anthony Sierra Jr., CEO of BMI Companies, who has since become one of the most important insurance organizations in the United States, rated number 31 in the Hispanic Business Top 500 list here on Enterprise Radio, working in association with eMiami, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What do you see for BMI coming up in the new year in 2014?
Well, we just celebrated our 40th anniversary this past September. So we've had a lot of success in Latin America. I see that for BMI in the future, we have a tremendous opportunity to continue to grow. What we were maybe 20, 25 years ago to what we are now is completely different. I mean, these days, we're no longer just a broker. We're a group of over 6 insurance carriers. We have several HMOs. We have local TPAs at all of our main markets, and we have representation in over 18 countries, including countries in Asia. So we've grown tremendously, and we're basically right now, we consider many of the markets that we're in to be virgin markets. So the opportunity for us to continue growing is tremendous. And our main focus really is not just to grow and to expand. Yes, we're dedicated to that, but our goal is to be the best. We want to be the best in providing personal line services to any one of our clients.
Certainly a tremendous goal. And finally, any advice for other businesses looking south to Latin America for opportunities?
Yes, I think that's the easiest question. In my opinion, the only advice I would give to any company or any business trying to go to South America is to stick to what they know. Many companies have tried to go over there and try to expand into an industry which they really don't have experience in. And the only thing you can count on when you go into a market or markets such as those is your own experience and your own know-how. So you have to stick to what you know. And the only other advice I would give somebody is if you need insurance is to give us a call.
Good enough. And speaking of that, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about BMI companies online and also to be in touch with you on and offline?
All right. Our website, www.bmicos.com, would give you all the information regarding the company. Our telephone number is 305-443-2898. Feel free to give us a call at any time. We'd be more than happy to discuss any needs you may have and tell you a little bit more about ourselves.
Well, Anthony, certainly appreciate your taking the time this afternoon to be with us here on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thank you very much. It's a pleasure meeting you.
Pleasure to meet you as well, and happy holidays. We've been speaking with Anthony Sierra, Jr., CEO of BMI Companies, who has since become one of the most important insurance organizations in the United States, rated number 31 in the Hispanic Business Top 500 list. Currently, BMI offers a broad portfolio of highest quality products that include life insurance, health insurance with worldwide coverage, disability and long-term care, investment products, and travel assistance plans. And the website of reference once again is bmicos.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, working in association with eMiami, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.